At 4:30 p.m. The Gemara in first parak of Masechta Brachos, based on a pasuk in this coming week's parsha, this week's parsha, has a very important halacha that affects us every single day. The pasuk says, "Vayashkem Abraham baboker el hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem." Amida is a lashon of tefila. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chafav later defines that, like we say, "Dalif nemiyat talmid." So Avraham returns to the place, Vayashkem Avraham baboker el hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem, to the place where he had previously engaged in Amida. So on this basis, the Gemara, again in the first parak of Masechta Brachos, says, Kol akoveya makom l'tfilaso, anybody who davens exactly in the same place, he has a makom kavua, as we like to say, either in shul or outside of shul. There's this discussion about that beyond their scope for this morning. Kol akoveya makom l'tfilaso, Elokei Avram ve'ezro, that the God of Avram is going to assist that person, because Avram is the figure that introduced this concept. Uchshaniftar mina olam, and when this person would pass away, Omrim alav, they would say about such a person, a anav, a chassid, a humble person, a pious person, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu. And the real question is, you know, this language of the Gemara, you're an anav, you're a humble person, you're a pious person. Like, you know, you could say that the person is careful in tefillah, but that seems to be a little bit incongruous with what the actual halacha is. What does makom kavua really have to do with being an anav or being a chassid? So two observations. One of them I heard many, many years ago from my Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Avram Twersky, who pointed out to us that it's a terrible irony. Let's say somebody gets to shul, and there's a guest, there's an oreach in their makom kavua. Because let's say they came a little bit later to shul, and the guest actually got there on time. And they say, hey, look, buddy, that's my seat. You think they're going to get any credit for having a makom kavua? Absolutely not. It's a terrible avera to do such a thing. You say, oh, it's my makom kavua. What do the Gemara say? Who introduced the concept of a makom kavua? Avram Avinu. What was Avram Avinu's calling card? The mitzvah of hachnasas orachim, of welcoming guests, right? Much earlier in the parasha, that Avram is welcoming guests. So my Rebbe told me, again, we were in high school at the time, he said, to kick a guest out of your seat, you think, Elokei Avram be'ezro, you think Avram Avinu is sitting there smiling and say, ah, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, what a close disciple of mine, he really followed all of my teachings. That is the perfect example of being rigid in terms of a certain law and not seeing the bigger picture, or losing the forest of the trees. One observation. Number two, I'd just like to add on, in terms of the question that I posed, a anav, a chassid. What makes such a person a modest person or a pious person? So you have to look at the context of the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, Vayashkem Avraham baboker el hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem. That is after the destruction of Sodom. That Avram, we know, prayed very hard that the city of Sodom should be destroyed, despite the fact that people in Sodom were terribly wicked, as we read yesterday. V'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chata'im la'Hashem ma'od. Religiously speaking, ideologically speaking, they are Avram's antithesis. They rejected everything that Avram stood for, especially when it came to the mitzvah of tzedakah, that Avram was the paragon of tzedakah, and they were shali shali v'shalcha v'shalcha, don't come bothering me for tzedakah. And yet he prayed for all of the people of Sodom. And we know that his prayer wasn't accepted. God said, look, the conditions are not there to save the people of Sodom. At most, I'm going to save Lod in your merit. What happened? The next morning, Avram got up and he went back to daven in the very same place. That's why the Gemara says, a anav, a chassid. If you're a modest person, then just because you didn't get exactly what you wanted in your tefillah, you still return to shul. If you're an arrogant person, you say, hey, God didn't give me what I want. Why should I bother coming back? You know, he doesn't give me what I want. Quid pro quo. I'm not going to give him, you know, what he wants. I'm not going to show up to shul. So that's what the Gemara means. Kol kovea makom tefillah. Elokei Avram be'ezro, Eyanav e'chassid, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, because Avram demonstrated humility. He was matzdik es adin. When God said, I'm not accepting your tefillah about Sodom, he accepted that. He accepted God's justice. Hashofet kol aretz, apparently, asah mishpat. He did the right thing, and Avram could accept that, despite the fact that he had prayed so hard just a few days before, if not the day before, for the salvation of Sodom.